powerful union building a contract cycle that could span the entire state potentially. And so our opposition candidates believe that executives are the source of our power, while CPR believes that our power comes from our members. And so, you know, continuing just to add dues paying members without providing them the support that they need isn't really building power. Like, we envision a union that provides bargaining units the resources they need, not only to unionize, but also to remain organized throughout the process of getting, you know, their first contract and beyond. And so if folks wanted to see more information about CPR, our platform, our candidates, head over to nursesfororegon.org. We also have an Instagram page, which is CPR_for_OregonNurses, where you can follow us. Like, commenting, sharing our posts would be fantastic. We have a Facebook group called CPR for Oregon Nurses. And so engaging with us on social media would be awesome. And then, you know, if you're in a different union, letting us know what your union is fighting for and how we can strategize about how to work together to kind of win common goals. And so you can email us at cprfororegonrns@gmail.com. And then, of course, just telling your ONA member friends about us, that voting begins January 12th, is open until February 12th. And then really just wanting to make sure folks know that we would love for folks to vote down ballot or for every CPR endorsed candidate, regardless of whether they're at your bargaining unit or not. And then, yeah, we'll receive your ballot via email. So keep an eye out for that. And if you don't receive one, be sure to email elections@oregonrn.org. A lot of information. So play it back if you need to.
Perfect. Well, that wraps it up for this evening's show. You've been listening to Duncan, Kara, Amanda, and Kaylee of ONA, the Oregon Nurses Association, and their new caucus for powerful reform. Thanks to my co-host, Laura Laudlin. I'm Jimmy Partridge. This is Labor Radio this Monday and every Monday at 6 p.m. Stay tuned for Prison Pipeline.
Cable versus the Mediazillas! It's a bird! It's a plane! It's community radio!
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad.
Good evening. You're listening to KBOO Community Radio. This is Prison Pipeline. And tonight we have our special all-host holiday show. Let's go around and introduce everyone who's here. My name is Emma Lugo, and I'm a co-host of the program Prison Pipeline. Karen?
Hi, I'm Karen James. Happy holidays, everyone.
Doug?
Doug McVeigh here. Happy holidays, everybody.
And we have a special guest with us tonight, Angela Kim. Angela, welcome.
Thank you, and happy holidays.
And tonight is our special shout-out show. We've been collecting holiday messages from people who have been incarcerated, people on the outside, people with loved ones inside. So we've been collecting holiday messages, and we'd like to share them with you. As you all know, the Family Preservation Project is a great organization that wraps support around the children impacted by incarceration. And over 80% of women in prison are moms, and often their children end up in foster care or have no connection with their incarcerated mothers. So the Family Preservation Project helps reunite these kiddos with their moms incarcerated at Coffee Creek Correctional Institution, and also helps those moms to be successful when they are released back to their communities. So this year, the Family Preservation Project held their annual holiday event at the home of the Rose City Rollers in Portland. And it was a great event with the moms, the dads, and lots of kids. And they even got to learn roller derby skills with the Rose City Rollers. And of course, I was there to record some holiday shout-outs. So here are the holiday messages.
Jessica Bell. Hey, ladies. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. We hope you're doing all right in there, and we can't wait to see you on the other side.
My name's Ada McGraw, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Lex Bukovskaya, Lacey Meneguzzi, Mariah Crane, Monique Muniz, and everybody there at Coffee Creek holding it down. Merry Christmas, you guys, and Little Legend says Merry Christmas, too, and Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Taylor wishing all of the FPP and FRC moms a happy holidays. I hope you're all doing well, and I can't wait to see you in the new year.
Hey, this is Lorne. Shout out to all my girls at Coffee Creek. Keep your head up, and the sky's the limit. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and have a Happy New Year.
This is Doug Reyes. Shout out to all my friends in prison, and Merry Christmas to you and all your families, man, and my little brother. If you hear me, I love you, bro. Merry Christmas.
Hi, my name is Morgan, and I was a mom at Coffee Creek, along with many other ladies that are still there, and I hope all of you have a warm heart and know that we are all out here thinking about you, because I know this time of year is very hard. Love you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to everyone, and Happy Holidays. My name is Vanessa.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. See you soon, ladies.
Hi, hola, soy Esmeralda Ochoa. I am Esme Ochoa. I want to say hello to everybody in there, all the girls that I used to hang with, especially Franco Martina, that I know she's still there in G-Unit. Franco, te quiero desear una feliz Navidad y un próspero año nuevo. No te he olvidado, aunque esté aquí afuera. You guys, I just want to let you know that I know sometimes it's so hard to be in there without your family and your kids, because I went through it. But I know that God is with you guys. Trust God, because I trusted God when I was there for 7 years without my kids and my family. And now that God gave me a second opportunity to be out here and enjoy my life, it's amazing. I know that God will help you guys to have a second chance to be out here in the real world again with your family. And all of you guys, honestly, I wish you the best Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I will be praying for you guys.
My name is Tanya, and I wanted to say Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you have an amazing Christmas, and just know that you guys are doing very great. I'm very proud of everyone, and I love you. And a big Merry Christmas.
My name is Tiana Forbes. I released from prison in 2019, and I just want to say Merry Christmas to all the ladies of Coffee Creek.
Hi, this is Holly Simmons. How are you? How's everybody out there? I'm at the Family Preservation Project Alumni Night. I want to send a shout out to my girl Lisa Statton, Collis Taylor, Daryl Taylor. I want to give a shout out to Angela Walker, all the ones that are in the hole. Everyone, Merry Christmas. We're having a good time out here. Sorry you're still incarcerated, but the grass is greener. Just keep doing the right next thing, and things will come together for you. Happy New Year.
I am Candace Murphy. I got out in 2019. I just want to say keep your head up. Happy holidays. I know when you feel like nobody's there, just think we are. We're here for you. We're praying for you guys, and I just wish the best. Bye-bye, and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, and Happy New Year.
Hey, my name is Ian. I want to give a shout-out to Sheridan Federal, and I want to give a shout-out to McLaren, Haystack, Crater, and Granite, or Fossil. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Holidays.
My name is Neri Leon Guevara, and I just want to give a big shout-out to Sophia Spinoza and Mariah. I miss you guys, and I hope you guys are doing great. Happy Holidays.
My name is Dre Marquez, and I want to give a shout out to Sophia Espinosa and Mariah, and I want to say happy holidays to you guys, and I'll see you guys soon.
Hi, my name is Melina. I just want to give a shout out to the ladies in there. Have a good Christmas and happy holidays.
Hi, this is Dixie, and I just got out in April. Some of you may know me. I did 6 years in there, and I just want to tell you that you're being thought of and loved. Shout out to Sophia Downing, Angela Hughes, and all the rest of you girls who are kicking butt with Portland State University. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
This is Desiree, and I just want to wish you all a happy holidays.
Hi, my name is Andrew, and it's really great to see the ladies on the outside. My
son hasn't seen his mom in a long time. He's taller than her now, and they're roller skating together, and it's really great to see smiles on their faces. So happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is Michelle. We were at the FPP event. I was at Coffee Creek from September 2020 to January of 25. I haven't been out quite a year. I just want to give a shout out to all my ladies in the transitional housing unit, the ones that helped me open it and the ones that are still there. A special shout out to Danica Bates, who will be out in April. We're so excited to see you come home, and all the moms in there. You'll be out. You'll be with us here at the FPP event, and I'm just so excited. Merry Christmas, and can't wait to see everybody.
Hello, I'm Candace Murphy's daughter. I hope everybody inside is doing great, and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year's.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Sophie Jimenez, and I want to give a shout-out to Aaron Frawa, and just want to say happy holidays, and love you and miss you, and keep your head up.
Hello, my name is Annabelle Diz, and I just want to tell all the ladies out there that I miss you guys, and that it's a cool world when you get out there. As long as you have your kids and you're doing the best thing, everything will be all right. Just lean on the people that are there for you. Miss you guys. Happy holidays, everybody.
Hi, my name is Eva Villarreal. I want to give a shout out to Mama Bear, Erin Frawa. I love you, girl. Keep your head up. Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Jasmine. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Happy everything.
Hi, this is Lakotica Jason. I was at Coffee Creek in 2015. Shout out is for Nick Jason. I hope that your holidays are as peaceful as possible. And to all the ladies at Coffee Creek, I hope that you have a wonderful, peaceful year and that you just keep your head up. Thank you. Happy holidays.
So, Angela, we just heard some women and some families from the Family Preservation Project. I heard you were at the event, and I know that you have seen, you witnessed firsthand what it's like to be both an AIC and to kind of witness what the Family Preservation Project means for folks on the inside and also now from the outside. So you have a unique perspective as somebody who's, you know, experienced both sides. And around the holiday season, we know this is like a time when we really want to lift up people's spirits and remind everybody how much we're all thinking about them. And we really want everybody to know that, like, you're not forgotten and that we know it can be a tough time. So do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Being in prison and being away from your family and your children and your parents and your mothers and your aunts and uncles and people who celebrate the holidays together as a family, it can be a very hard time to be all alone and removed. During my time at Coffee Creek, you would be very surprised to find out that people start planning for Christmas very early in the spring, because a lot of us try to make handmade items to be able to send home to our families. And that takes a lot of advanced planning, because it takes money to be able to participate in the craft program. And then you have to wait for your orders to come in of yarn. Sometimes things are back ordered or they're out of stock. So it takes early planning to be ready by Christmas to get those things out, either to be picked up by someone or mailed out of the institution. And throughout the year, we see signs of Christmas all year long, because as the ladies make items, crochet items, bead items, do artwork, they will display them on the tables as they're working, and everyone walks around and they're just amazed at the creativity that people have and their ability to make these items that they're sending home. Some of the women who don't have a lot of things available to them, they'll use toilet paper and make flowers. They will melt candies in the microwave and make roses. It is the most amazing crafting place I've ever seen. Necessity is absolutely, truthfully, the mother of invention, and I've seen more inventive things. And by the time Christmas rolls around, especially in J Unit, where I lived, you could walk down the tier and look into each cell and you would see Christmas decorations everywhere. This year, it's especially hard for the ladies there because they have new mail rules that no longer allow family and friends to mail Christmas cards in. And it's one of those things that we would repurpose every year. I saved all my Christmas cards and made different things with them. So the loss of those things that they can reuse or look at throughout the year to remind them of the people who have loved them and sent them greetings. That's pretty tough this year. So we've had to be creative. I was able to put graphics onto an 8 and 11 sheet of paper. It has to be a specific weight. It has to be white paper, can't have any lines on it, in order to send in Christmas messages to people. So I know that this time of year can be really hard for people, but you have to get creative out here now to get your message, holiday messages in to those that you remember. And I have to say, honestly, survivor's guilt is real, because I think very often about the people I left behind and how they are spending their holidays. And I wish them as much joy as I can send to them. Keep their heads up, because life goes on and there are people who care, and I care. And I want them to know, I hope they have the best holiday possible, and to lean on each other, because that's where we gather our strength from.
And Angela, this is a really exciting Christmas for you too, isn't it? I think this is your first Christmas on the outside. This is your second. Oh, great. That's so wonderful. Do you want to talk about your first Christmas back out on the outside?
My first Christmas was, I was very excited. I love to cook. So I made a cheesecake and prime rib and a pomace anna, and I had some roasted vegetables. And then I invited two of my friends over, and we were able to eat Christmas dinner together. It was so much fun.
So that's something that a lot of people will have to look forward to, right? Because almost everybody eventually gets out. Most people do not really super long stints, and then some people do longer stints, but eventually almost everybody gets out. And so celebrating the holidays, whatever the holiday is, whether it's Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, solstice, Eid, or Christmas, whatever the holiday is, it's really exciting to have that to look forward to. Is that true?
Absolutely. And even for people who, when they leave, who may not have families, we learn, one of the things we learn in there is to create our chosen family.
Great. Well, Karen, I heard there's more from the Family Preservation Project we still have to hear.
Yes, lots more, including a special song that everyone sang as we were leaving, a special rendition of Jingle Bells by the Family Preservation Project families and kiddos. So here are more holiday messages from the Family Preservation Project alumni.
Hi, this is Ashley Doherty here, and I just want to say to everyone who's inside and away from their family for the holidays, you are valued, you are loved, and you are thought of. I'm wishing you all a very warm, comforted, and loved holiday. Merry Christmas.
Hi, it's Marcia from FPP. Just wanted to say hello to all of the moms at Coffee Creek. Say happy holidays, however it is that you celebrate, and can't wait to work with you in the new year.
Hi, my name is Raven Soto. I'm doing a shout out for Alyssa Thomas. I hope you're doing good. I miss you, and keep your head up. And happy holidays.
This is Nova sending a shout out to all the women and moms at Coffee Creek. Have a wonderful holiday. We love you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
My name is Ada McGraw, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Monique Muniz, Lex Bukovskaya, Adela Morales, and Lacey Meneguzzi. I love you guys, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Brian Lindstrom, and I made a film called Mothering Inside about FPP in 2016, and I've been following several stories of the FPP world since then, and we're here celebrating all the beautiful recovery and healing that happens with FPP, and I see all these families skating and having fun, and it just makes me so grateful for this program and the hope it gives people and the hope it gives me. Our happy holidays.
My name's Angela Jackson. I'm Desiree Devon's mom. And I know what it feels like, this whole thing that you guys are going through. We used to come and see her and drop off the kids, and then we go to the church. I just wanted to say that I know it can seem like I just didn't know there could be hope after everything that happened and her going to prison. And guess what? In prison, she found God. I'm going to say it. She did discipleship. She is doing so awesome now. And her kids were restored. Her family's been restored. She's been restored. And it's just amazing. And so is a family preservation program. It's totally awesome program. Thank God for it. And it's going to happen for all you girls. So you have a blessed Christmas, and we love you to Jesus.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, everyone. This is Vanessa Sherrod, our reentry doula coordinator for the Family Preservation Project. We're here at the Rose City Rollers Derby team, creating our own FPP Family Preservation Project roller derby team, as well as just skating together, having a great time in community. It's located at the Oaks Park here in Portland, Oregon. Rose City Rollers have been super gracious to support our program and having this event here. Here tonight, we're literally with 160 moms and kids who have all been in the place that you are in today, where moms are inside and kids are at home waiting. And, you know, we've all came together in this alumni to show support, holiday support, show up for one another, came out on the other side and flipping the script from after being in that space. And I just want you to all know that you're loved. We're thinking of you. We're here doing these shout outs because we know what it's like to be in there during the holidays. And just want you to all know that we're thinking of you, and you guys got this. And if you're an FPP, we'll be out here waiting. Happy holidays.
Christina Castellano. I'm here at the FPP Christmas event at Oaks Park, enjoying skating with the family and all the children. I just want to make a shout out to all the women and men that are currently incarcerated, just to let you guys know that you guys are all being thought of, and, you know, just do your best while you're in there, lean on each other for support, and know that you have a strong support system upon release, and just know that we're all praying and for you, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and please be safe.
Hi, I'm Bobby. I want to shout out to all the ladies in prison. You guys have a very Merry Christmas, and we're rooting for you here on the outside. Happy holidays.
Hi, it's Desiree. I just want to give a special shout out to all the ladies at Coffee Creek, and an extra special shout out to Brandy Gonzalez. I miss you, baby. Keep your head up. You're going to be home soon. Happy holidays, ladies.
Hi, this is Holly again, and I forgot my girl, Havana. I love you, Havana Fletchall Havoc. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and God be with you the next 3 years.
Hi, this is Jennifer Clark Windsor with FPP. Just sending a shout out to all of you inside. Happy holidays, and may everything go okay and smooth. Take care. See you soon.
Yeah, my name is Kendra Stidham. I have been out for over 9 years now, and I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. You know, you'll get there soon and be with your family, and it'll just be wonderful. So I hope that you find your hope in whatever it is that drives you to want to do better, and know that you can change. My own story, I'm now a director of an organization, and so just because you have a past doesn't mean that you are your past. So anyways, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Let's hear from Doug. Doug, do you have any special holiday message for our listeners?
Sure, Karen. Thank you. It's just a couple of things. Holidays are always a sort of a mixed bag for me. I have some of my holiday memories are not all that great from childhood. And, you know, it's been in recovery since September 25th, 2021. And actually, this is probably one of the best holidays I've had in quite a while. I'm spending it on my own, but I'm okay with that. I say the family can be a real trip, and sometimes they can be the cause of a lot of the trauma that we end up having to deal with for the rest of our lives. And if people are having trouble with at the holidays, you know, I understand. It isn't always easy, you know. You just have to keep going through it one step at a time thing. You can get through, and you can come out the other side. It does work. It's just, it isn't always easy, and it doesn't seem like it. But it can. It can. There is hope out there.
Doug, I'm sure a lot of people resonate with you out there. There's a lot of suffering, especially right now. We're all going through something, and thank you for that message. There is always hope, and we're all with you. And just try to find the joy in this holiday season, the blessings and the joy, and we just wish everyone the safest and happiest holiday season. So, Doug, you had a message for our listeners about KBOO's year-end drive.
We are in the middle of a pledge drive. So I just have to mention, KBOO Community Radio has spent more than half a century serving the Pacific Northwest with trusted news, life-saving information, inspiring music, and deep community engagement. And all that's been made possible not by corporate influence, but by the tens of thousands of individual donors, foundations, and sponsors across the country who believe in independent, non-commercial media. I mean, now more than ever, we turn to our community to keep the mission alive and to help us to supplement the $110,000 we lost in federal funding due to Congress's vote to cut federal grants to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So please, we ask our listeners, we ask all our friends out there, go today to kboo.fm/give and to help us and to help independent community media cover the gap. And, you know, maybe you don't have the money, but if you live in the Portland area and if you're interested in radio, if you just want to see how all this stuff works, you know, come and volunteer. We have need for folks all the time. And become a member, become a volunteer. We thank you very much for all your support. We wouldn't be able to do this if it weren't for you. Thanks.
So, Angela, can you talk, Angela, a little bit about what it means for the women to be able to reconnect with their kids and with their families at this time of year?
Absolutely. That is a huge thing. Coffee Creek does host, that's sponsored by the Rotary Club. They have a Christmas event that is held in the visiting room every year, and the children and families can come and spend time with their mothers. Or even sometimes there's room for the grandmothers to have their grandchildren come, and they will serve refreshments and take pictures with Santa Claus, and then each child can receive a gift. And that is just a fantastic time for them to spend together, because it gives them just a little bit of hope for the future, for what they can look forward to when they're reunited outside of those walls. And also it gives the women a little bit of relaxation time where they can commingle, they can introduce their children and families to the other AICs that they live with. And I know that when my children came, it really helped alleviate their fear of where I lived and what I was living through, because they felt like, oh, we can kind of relax and be happy. And maybe it's not as bad as we might think it is or how TV portrays it to be. So that's a big thing for reunification at the holiday time.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
So what I'd like to say, Karen, if I could have just a minute here, is, I mean, I think that for me, this holiday season has really been marked by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement abduction of families. And I'm really thinking about the pictures that are showing up all around Portland of the scenes from the holidays that are kind of showing what the real meaning of the holidays are, you know, with ICE. And I think that this time of year, to be separating children from their families, to be abducting fathers and mothers in front of schools while their children watch them being dragged away, or to see, as we saw in Minneapolis recently, a woman being dragged on the street by an ICE officer. This is a really hard time right now for especially for our brown, black and brown fellow citizens and neighbors and friends and workers. And, you know, right now, I really want to just call out that we have had this massive increase in these holding facilities where we're putting these people. They're spending Christmas in these cold, shivering spaces where they're denied food, they're denied water, they're denied basic warmth, and they're put into this limbo where eventually they get deported from this country and stripped of their property and their families and their community. And it's just, it's hard for me to feel the holiday cheer this year, considering what ICE is doing to people this is something that we need to remember. I mean, the reason that we're having this holiday season is because we want to celebrate the goodness in people and the warmth and the positivity and the light, because this is the time to celebrate and to remember the light. And this is a really dark time right now. This is a dark time in our country. And we can't overlook this great sin that our government is perpetuating on its own people at this time. So I just want to remember everybody who is spending Christmas Eve or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa in ICE detention facilities around the country. You've been listening to Prison Pipeline here on KBOO Community Radio. We've been joined today by Angela Kim, Doug McVeigh, Karen James, and Emma Lugo. Thanks so much for joining us on Prison Pipeline.
And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor one. The world is so young. And so happy Christmas, for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's stop all the fight.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
Ready for another year of grassroots community radio? With your support, it's possible. Go to kbu.fm/give or mail a check to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue,